Serving all your eye care needs. And Olympic Motors, sales and service in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron. Real Estate Connection, helping you every step of the way. Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson. Dakota Land Feeds, providing animal feed directly to our farmers and producers. Elwine Brothers Distributing. TV Sports, of course, downtown Huron. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. And Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Godfather's Pizza, chicken and pizza buffets 7 days a week. Adams Quick Lube on Dakota Avenue North, instant oil changes. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, full service, natural wellness care. ProClean Plus, cleaning and janitorial supplies. Huron Community Campus, home of $40 credits. Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes come first. Dairy Queen in Huron, what's your favorite blizzard? And the Norby Center for Recreation.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening. It's back to another year of Huron Tiger Sports here on Tiger. I'm Jeff Duffy. Had a little over 5 months off since basketball wrapped up. Now we're ready to go here with a brand new season, the 2024-25 Huron Tigers season. It's volleyball tonight and a lot of new here tonight. Huron Tigers, T-Area Titans. First meeting, the coaches don't even know that if they've ever matched up or can't remember matching up even in summer or J.O. ball, which is a little unusual, I got to say, for South Dakota. But there's a lot of mystery here. T-Area is brand new to AA, brand new to ESD. They've been Class A. In fact, they stayed Class A the last 2 years because they were one under the enrollment limit. That allowed them to spend an extra 2 years in Class A, but now they're Double A here to stay. And for them, the journey begins tonight here against our Huron Tigers. Both teams missed out on the postseason last year. Huron hosted a SODAC 16 game, but were not able to win it and snapped a long streak of consecutive seasons making the state tournament. T-Area had a little struggle last year. They went 5-22 last year, lost in the first round of their Class A region. They have a new coach on board this year. Huron has a new old coach on board this year, and we'll talk to both of them coming up. First up, though, let's do a scoreboard update brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. And Huron have some scores in tennis today. Huron fell to Vermilion 7-2. Wins for Huron: Ann Claire Rubish at the first flight singles and Say Glay Pacalermo second flight doubles. In golf, Huron opened their season at the Pier Invitational. Riley Jankert a 112. Jack Vales a 96 for Huron. And in lower level games here today, freshman A, T Area won that one 2-0. In the JV, it was T Area winning in 3, 25-22, 21-25, 15-9. And the sophomore match just completed was a sweep for the Huron Tigers, 25-19, 25-20. And that is the first scoreboard update here from the Huron, from the Kurtz Heating and Cooling here in Huron. As I said, a new coach and a new old coach, Josh Lane, after a one-year sabbatical due to military commitment. He's retired from the military now. Now he's back. He's teaching, and he is the head coach of the back as the head coach. Spent 2 years and then took last year off, as I said, now back as head coach here of the Tigers. The new head coach for the T-Area Titans is Rachel Lord. It's her first ever head coaching experience at the high school level. She's been a longtime club coach, and so she said while she's new to high school coaching, she's coached many of these T-Area girls in the club level over the years, so she felt comfortable taking over as head coach for the Titans. Had a chance to talk to both coaches, Coach Lord, Coach Lean. Those interviews coming up. We'll take this time out as our pregame report continues on Dakota Sports.
Jay Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our Huron Tiger opener. Huron Tiger volleyball in T area. New to AA, new to the ESD. First ever meeting on the volleyball court. We'll get to that coming up. First off, though, T area has a new head coach this year, Rachel Lord. And I guess, Rachel, first off, your first head coaching position as a high school coach, but you've been involved in volleyball for a long time.
I have, and honestly, I'm really excited because I get to work with a wide range of age groups here. It's been fantastic.
And as far as that goes, I know you've worked the club route. Were you familiar with any of these girls prior to starting practice?
Actually, I have been. There's a few girls that I've seen even in middle school and in high school come through programs through Pentagon, Cairo, SODAC, you name it. So it's been really fun to actually watch them grow in that sense.
Now, tell us about your team, and I guess first thing, the girls are playing tonight. Sounds like they all pretty much have at least some experience from last year, if not longer.
They do. We got about half the team returning, so we only have the four seniors. So we have the setter, Librero, and we have my right side, and then we have our, let me think. Trying to remember. Our middle hitter, yes. Sorry. I have to restart that one over.
Oh, that's fine. And looking at the girls here, I guess first thing, you're not overly tall, but on the other end, it looks like you match up well with Huron.
We do. Don't let the height fool you. Those girls can jump because we've been working in the gym all summer.
Now, tell us, obviously, you don't really know anything about T area coming in the first game, more or less Huron. You know Huron's past, and they do have a good history in volleyball.
They do have a good history. And actually, I've watched them for a couple years because I love watching all the girls come through, even with the club circuit. So I do know that with Huron, you had great setters, and you have a really good coach as well.
And basically, I'll just finish it up with this. I say this to every coach when they're getting ready for the first game of the year. You don't know what T's going to do, more or less what Huron's going to do. You'll be a lot smarter about it by about 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, 100%. This is going to be a good test run. But as long as the girls have the mental strength to persevere, either we fail together or we prevail together, we're always united as a one team. And that's one thing I want them to learn from this game, no matter who wins or loses.
Rachel Lord, head coach of T Area, will be back on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees.
Major retired Joshua.
HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
This Huron Tiger moment, multi-state champion Huron Tiger wrestlers. Huron has had a total of 10 wrestlers who have won multiple state championships. Dustin Walraven leads the way, winning four times. Three-time winners include Dale Westberg and Brad Robinson. And two-time winners, Ron Baum, Gene Taylor, Josh Salmon, Ryan O'Connor, Derek Walraven, Kane Glanzer, and Tyson Lean.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Getting set for our Huron Tiger opener. It's volleyball in T, and Josh Leanback is head coach of the Huron Tigers after a one-year sabbatical and getting set to play an opponent we're just not familiar with. We'll get to that coming up. But, Coach, you took the year off. You were watching from a distance, though. You kind of saw how last season went, and I'm sure you had ideas once you knew you were getting the job back this year.
Yeah, ideas, obviously. We work awfully hard with our kids in the off season. You know, it's not a shock. Coaches don't take breaks. So our kids, you know, they know me, I know them. We started the summer really early together and have kind of grown together. Of course, that year off re-energized me a little bit, gave me an opportunity to kind of reflect on some things we wanted to make sure the program was doing. And here we are now, you know, with the lineup we're going to start with. We'll see if that's the lineup we end with. But feel really good about the kiddos. We're putting, you know, varsity jerseys on and really just going to focus on our volleyball tonight because it is an opponent we're fairly unfamiliar with. We did get a chance to see him play a little bit this summer at the end of July. But who knows if I was missing starters at that tournament, so I'm certain maybe they were as well. So yeah, refreshed and ready to go.
You know, and that's the thing in this day and age with all this spring ball, summer ball, it's just surprising that T area and Huron have never crossed paths that we know of.
No, not that, you know, we looked back and I in my history, it goes back 5 years. I probably need to get to the books to see further than that, but you're absolutely right. Right. There's been no summer matches against them and nothing. So it's very unfamiliar territory for both teams. So really what, in my opinion, this will come down to is in-game adjustments, right? So both coaches are really unfamiliar with the other side of the net, and we just hope that as we exchange blows through the game, the coach and the team that makes the adjustments, you know, more quick and fast, then, you know, you give yourself a better chance to win.
You know, and just like I talked to Coach Lord, too, really, she's more concerned about the scouting report on her squad. You're more looking at what are our Huron Tigers going to do.
That's what we're looking at as well. But trust me, I've got my eye on, you know, two of their best offensive kids, and we've put those jerseys on our scout team yesterday and took some opportunity to make sure we understood what we believe they're going to bring at us, right? And so we think we're prepared for that, but listen, that's true no matter what, right? Our scouting report only works until you get punched in the face one time that you're not ready for, and then you got to make adjustments. So I'm really excited to see what we're capable of. We've put our kids in a lot of pressure situations this last 2 weeks, and we've really run them through with scoreboards on and consequences, and I think they're ready to make gutsy plays, and they're ready to swing hard and really see if we can't just be us. And we think that if we do what we can do, today is going to be a favorable outcome for us.
Major retired Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers, our Tiger Coaches Report, brought to you by the Scoreboard downtown Huron. This is Dakota Sports.
And the entire crew of the Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows.
Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Ethanol and agriculture are critical to our economy, now and in the future. Summit Carbon Solutions is investing today to open new economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthen the agricultural marketplace for farmers, and enhance land values. The Summit Carbon Solutions project will generate tens of millions of dollars in new property taxes every year to help local communities invest in schools, hospitals, road construction, public safety, and more. Learn more at summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Alverson. I'm a farmer and shareholder at Dakota Ethanol. As markets evolve and America reduces its dependence on foreign fuel, South Dakota corn growers have a tremendous opportunity. Summit Carbon Solutions is working with ethanol plants and landowners to give the Midwest a competitive edge in homegrown fuel production. Through proven and safe technologies, this revolutionary project will improve the sustainability of ethanol and ensure a prosperous future for agriculture. To learn more about this project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com.
You just got a quote from a company and are now being billed for not choosing them. Many contracts have what's referred to as a contingency agreement. These typically state that if you don't go with them, you, after insurance has approved the repair work, will be charged a percentage of the job they quoted. Ask up front if they charge to provide an estimate. Never sign anything that you haven't fully read or understand. If you have any questions, reach out to the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Madeline Grace, I'm number one. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Reagan Bischoff, number two, freshman center.
I'm Ashlyn Grace. I'm number three. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist.
Jesse Gergen, junior, number four, center.
Sam A. Mortis, five, senior, middle.
Alexis Sigeldorf, right side, seven, senior.
Chloe Carr, six, middle hitter, junior.
Hilton Hines, number nine, junior, libero.
Hey, Sharon, 10, senior, and outside hitter.
Kimnan Fuchs, number 11, sophomore, outside hitter.
Kyla Pesky, number 12, junior, right side.
Maddie Jurgens, 15, DS, senior.
Aurora Dreyer, 16, senior, right side hitter.
Addie Knight, 17, outside hitter, sophomore.
Allie Davis, number 18, outside hitter, junior.
Haley Rogers, number 19, DS, junior.
Kirsten DeGeese, number 20, DS, senior.
Taryn Kess, number 21, DS.
She's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Greetings again from T. It's 7 o'clock on KIJV AM-FM in Huron, getting set for our first Huron Tigers sportscast of the new season. It's volleyball tonight, then it's football on Friday night. So jumping right back in, feet first here to a new season here for Huron Tigers Sports. First meeting ever between T area and Huron in the sport of volleyball. Even don't think, as far as anybody knows, they haven't even drawn each other in the summer or the J.O. spring, but we're going to see T-Area a lot more now in everything. We played them in football the last few years, but T-Area now is officially in AA and officially in the ESD, so we'll see them again basketball this coming winter, and of course have them coming up in football here in a couple of weeks. Again, let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling, a scoreboard update. Tennis today, Vermilion defeated Huron 7-2. Wins for Huron and Claire Rubish in the first flight singles and second flight doubles, Say Glay and Pa Claire Moe. In golf today, Huron opened up their season at the Pier Invitational. Jack Bales had a 96 for the Huron boys. Riley Jankert, a 112, did not have a full team at that meet. Pier, incidentally, wins the meet on their home course, and Sawyer Sun and Shine of Pier with a 64 was medalist. And lower levels today, JV, T area took that in three, 25-22, 21-25, 15-9. Sophomore game, Huron took that one in straight sets, 25-19, 25-20. Freshman A went to a T area two sets to none as well. And that is your scoreboard update here Brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron. A reminder, we will name a player of the game in the post game when Coach Lean comes up. Player of the game sponsor this year is Sun Gold Sports, located at Center Plaza, downtown Huron. Also visit them online at sungoldsports.com for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Wait and see if we're doing the anthem first or doing the introductions first, and that will dictate when we do our next break, as we're very close to the start here for these two teams between the Huron Tigers and the T-Area Titans. Officials are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Didn't get all the names, but veteran official Julie Ortman will be the R1, the up official for the match. The officials are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Anthem is first. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Our timeouts are brought to you by Huron Community Campus, offers in-person classes for $40 per credit hour. Timeout sponsored by Huron Community Campus. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Sturbird, and Clear Trees in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And back in T-Area, I'm Jeff Duffy as we kick off a brand new season of Huron Tiger Sports here on Tiger. We are online with the video stream as well here on SD Radio Sports at on YouTube. Here's the girls we expect on the floor tonight for T-Area. Head coach Rachel Lord, Claire Hank is a 5'4 senior center. Anna Bindy is a 5'7 junior outside. Remy Bichard is a 5'10 middle outside. She's a sophomore. Hava Larson, a 5'7 junior, defensive specialist outside. Kaya Haynes, 5'4 senior, right side. Sienna Breck is a 5'9 senior, middle and right side. Callie Boom is a 5'4 senior libero. Here on Tigers, back as head coach, Josh Lean. Jency Gergen gets the start tonight at center, 5'8 junior. Samantha Meg Moradeth, 5'7 senior, middle. Chloe Carr, 6 foot junior, middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8 junior, libero. Maddie Jurgens, 5'1 senior, defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'10 senior, right side. Addie Knight, 5'8 sophomore, outside. Allie Davis, 5'7 junior, outside. As I mentioned earlier, officials for the game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, and I should have known who the other one was. It is Julie Ortman and Janelle Viss officiating our game tonight. They're the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. So ready to go. Huron wearing the orange. Always like it when the Huron girls wear the orange. And T area wearing their white. Huron orange with white numbers and the black letters. And T area white tops with the navy blue numbers and letters. A little gray on the trim. So I'm nearly just about at half court here, or net, I should say, at the net. Right behind the scorer's bench here at the T area gym. My first visit here took me a while to figure out for sure where I was supposed to go. Huron's to my left, and T area is to my right. And still, since COVID, you don't change sides of the floor. You stay there. So it'll be Huron to my left the entire match, and T area to my right. Just getting the lineup checks now, and not even sure who's got the first serve here yet. Doing the lineup check here on the Huron Tigers as well. Hilton Hines has her spot at the libero, and it looks like it will be Huron with the opening serve. And newcomer Addie Knight, transfer from James Valley Christian, will get this season underway for the Huron Tigers, except Addie's waiting for a game ball to come from somewhere. Well, what are we waiting for here? I'm assuming Addie Knight's got the serve. There we go. We got a volleyball. We can actually play now, and we are ready to start the season here from a tee. So Addie Knight will tee it up and send it across. The season underway. Serve, receive. It's an ace. Addie Knight, nice start for Huron with the ace. Went right in front of the libero. Boom, and Huron up 1-0 off an ace by Addie Knight. Serve back row, played in the back row. Here's the set by Hank to Antip. Going to be dug out by Davis. Set, right side hit. Aurora Dreyer goes cross court. Nice dig over there. Boom, gets it across. Just a free ball by T area. Gergen will set. Davis from the middle. Topped at the net, and into the net was T area. And Huron up 2-0. Huron being aggressive there at the net, and it paid off. 2-0 lead for Huron. Coach Lean having an observation to give to the R2, the down official. Not sure what that's all about. And Knight on to serve. Something to do with something Thierry was doing on the block, I guess. Knight with the serve. Back row. Serve received. Goes to Larson. Right side hit. Goes long. Hitting air from the right side for Thierry. And Huron up 3-0 to start things off. So Knight trying to keep the rally going here with a 3-0 lead here early for the Huron Tigers. Tieria back in serve receive. This will be handled back row. Set across by Hank. Right side hit. Tigers got a tip on it. And backline attacker on the T area. Basically out of alignment. So backline attack called on T. And Huron up 4-0. Now they're doing a realignment here, as I think the girl in question was Kaya Haynes, thinking she was an attacker, and evidently she's still left back. So 4-0 here on. And Knight with the serve again. Back to the corner. Serve received for Haynes. From the middle, the tip picked up by Dreyer. Set across. Davis will tip to the back row. Too long. Hitting air here on. And Thierry on the board. It's 4-1. Thierry, a nice student section. All dressed, or mostly dressed, in white. Right by the end of the side of the court that their team is on. The serve by Hank. Set Gergen. Here's Davis at left side. Rips it to the corner and knocked it in. 5-1 here on is Allie Davis. Second year as a starter. Got a big hit. Found the corner. And Huron off to a 5-1 lead. Carr comes off the floor and coming in to serve for the Huron Tigers is Kirsten DeGeest. DeGeest, a senior, will serve at back row. Serve receive, set by Hank. Back sets, right side tip. Dreyer keeps it alive. Make more depth. Here's the hit by Knight. And eats up Boom in the back row. And Knight with the big hit. 6-1 lead here on Knight with an ace and a kill. I'm kind of wondering, I would like to see where Knight took off from, because she's still back row, and I thought she was in front of the spike line. I could be wrong on that. And we'll take the point at 6-1. The Geese on the serve. Serve received, back row, set over to the middle. Tigers got a block on it, but it eats up Knight in the back row, and that will be a kill for Anna Bindi. First kill of the match for T area. 6-2 Huron, and the Titans will serve. Now Carr, they do the double switch there. Carr and DeGeest in and out, and Hines back on the floor. Serving is Anna Bindi. Back row, Knight with the serve receive, bumped ahead. Free ball by Meg Moradeth, back row. Set by Hanks, left side, the hit blocked, and Dreyer can't clean it off the net. And Anaya Connors will get the kill. Defeated the block at 6-3. Here on top, as we're just underway here in T. Slow start, but T area starting to right things now. Serve receive, back row Knight. Set, right side hit. Dreyer goes long. The left-hander hitting off the right pin in T area. 3-0 run, and they're right back in it now at 6-4. And it's Bindi on the serve for the T-area Titans. Short serve this time. Knight comes up to get it. Quick set across by Gergen. Read it, and she had that campfire shot right in the middle. Big hole in the middle. Kill for the Huron setter. And Huron goes back up 7-4. Maddie Jurgens in. Good to see Maddie back on the floor. Tore her ACL in January in basketball, worked hard to come back, and she's back, regular rotation, back row. Set by T area, left side hit, finds the corner. Nice touch that time by Connors, her second kill. 7-5, T area back within two. Check into the front row for T area is Remy Bichard. Back to serve is Libro, or Libero if you prefer, Callie Boom. For the T-area Titans. Serve received by Hines. Back set. Hit right side. Meg Moradeth dumps it into the campfire again. Big hole in the middle. Meg Moradeth able to exploit it. Her first kill. 8-5 Huron. Allie Davis rotates back to serve. That puts Knight in the front row. Davis serves back to the corner. Serve received by T-area. It's going to be a free ball by Boom. Back to the corner, Davis. Set in the middle, Meg Moradeth goes through, and on her foul through, hit the net. I think the hit went long anyway. 8-6, T-area back within two on the air by the Huron Tigers. Having a hard time finding a place to put my crowd mic. Serve received, Davis. Back set, Meg Moradeth. They roll right side, puts it right through the double block. Sam Meg Moradeth with the kill, 9-6. Huron leads again by three. Checking in for T area is Ellie Clayburg Jr. Presumably she'll take over setting duties. Meg Moradeth rotates out. As Chloe Carr back in. Serve by Hilton Hines. Serve received back row. Bump ahead. Right side. Tipped across. Hines is there. Set by Gergen. Davis from the back line. Dug out nicely by T. Clayburg with the bump. Free balled by Boom. Here's the second hit attack by Gergen. Thierry was ready. Come off to the right side. Nice block by Huron. Set across. Here's Knight with the hit. Blocked back by Thierry. Quick set across by Hines. Clayburg with the set. Come right side again. Cross court. Knight is there. Set. Back line attack again for Davis. Floats it back row. Dug out by Connors. Connors will hit. Dug out by Hines. Long volley. Here's Knight with the hit. Back row. Dug out by T. And free balled across and free balled out by T area. Hitting air by Bichard. And here on up 10-6 here in set one. Serve again for Hilton Hines. Serve receive back row. T area there. Left side hit to Ann Tip. Knight reaches up, gets to it. Knight will hit from the middle back row. Nice dig by T. Left side hit Connors. Dug out by Hines. Quick set across. And what a hit! Oh, they called it out. That was on the line. Oh, line judge missed that one. It was a over-the-shoulder set by Gergen. And, boy, that sure looked like it was right on the line. Line judge there said out. Point T. It's 10-7. T area on the serve. Serve received by Jurgens. Quick set across. And that will find the open spot there as Knight took something off it. Addie Knight with the kill, her second, 11-7. We'll see how that call comes in. Boy, from my vantage point, that sure looked like Gergen caught the line there, and it was right in front of the R2, but they secede to the line judge in that situation. Gergen to serve for Huron. Serve receive back row, Tyria, going to be bumped ahead. Here's the hit, right side, goes long. Was there a touch? There was not. Hitting air puts Huron up 12-7 in set one. Jency Gergen will look to continue the momentum. Serve receive back row. Larson able to come out with it. They're just going to have to free ball back row. Hines set in the middle for Carr. Tipped at the net. Controlled by Tieria, up the middle, the hit. Nice dig back row by Hines. Here's the back line attack. Davis goes long. Hitting air here on 12-8. Tieria back within four. Titans bring back in Sienna Breck. And serving for Tieria, Remy Bichard. Bichard sends it. Back row, there's Hines. Set across. Here's Carr with the hit up the middle. Dug out by T. Left side. The hit down the line. And that will lead up Gergen. And that will be a kill for Bindi. Her second. And Tieria cuts the gap to 12-9. Here in set number one. Bichard on the serve again for Tieria. Back row Hines goes sideways. Knight stays with it. Hines will free ball. Tieria can set it up. Backline attack, goes back row right to Huron, bump ahead, here's the hit, Dreyer into the corner, Tieria digs it out, right side hit, T blocked at the net, dug off the net, saved by Davis, blocked by Knight, Tieria on the attack again from the middle, they'll tip, Dreyer there, quick set across by Gergen, Tieria plays it, off to the left side, tip over the top of the net, and nobody there, it was partially blocked by Dreyer. Gergen was there, but overran it, and there was nobody behind Gergen to take control. Tieria will get the point, and it's 12-10. Tieria back within two. Breck with her first kill. Sir, back row Hines. Set by Gergen. Just going to be free balled across by Knight. Set to the left. The hit. Tieria into the net. Hitting air Tieria. Huron breaks the run. Goes back up 13-10 in set one. Knight will serve, so Huron's made a complete rotation with Knight serving for the second time in the set. Send it back row, serve, receive. Bumped ahead by Clayburg. Huron gets it under control. Davis, left side, will tip it up the middle. Great play by Boom, third hit. Tieria will free ball it. Gergen sets. The hit by Dreyer cross court. Again, Tieria gets under it. Knight is there. Quick set to the corner, and Gergen too strong on the quick set. She did have T shifted, but put too much on it. Hitting air gives Tieria the point. They're back within two, 13-11. Claire Hank back in. She'll serve and take over setting duties for Tieria. Kaya Haynes back into the front row for the Titans. 13-11 here on leading in set one. Serve, short one. Davis is there. Set by Gergen. Back to Davis. Her hit through the block. Nice dig. Sent ahead by Boom. A right side hit through the block. Saved by Gergen. Dreyer off the right side. Up the middle. And Boom can't come up with the handle. Aurora Dreyer. She plays the right side, but hits it with the left hand. She'll get the kill her first. And here on up three, 14-11. DeGeest back in to serve for Huron. This will be the rotation. Huron plays without libero Hilton Hines. So DeGeest with the serve. Sends it back row and goes long. First service error either team this evening. Tieria back within two at 14-12. That brings Hines back on the floor for Huron. On to serve for T area is Anna Bindi. Bindi sends it back row to Davis. Gergen with the back set. Meg Mordeth back in. Goes to the corner and off the hand. But did we have a net? Oh, I thought they called net. They did not. It is a kill for Meg Mordeth. 15-12. Came off the hand of Bindi, I believe. Samantha Magmoradeth now with her third kill. 15-12 Huron. And Juergens in to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Juergens back row, serve receive. Set right back to Larson and drills it right through. Or excuse me, that was Haynes with the kill. 15-13 T area, just keeping it close right now. Huron had the nice run up 4-0 and 5-1, 6-1 in fact, but T-Area has kept it close since then. Boom serving for T-Area. Serve, receive, Juergens set. Right side, make more depth up the middle. Boom digs it out. Back set, right side hit, cross court. Knight is there. Set for Davis. She'll tip it back row, and boom, into the net. Boom kind of got faked out. She did a good job of recovering. Hank kind of cut in front of her. And boom, out of reaction, did get her hand on the ball, but it sent it into the net. And 16-13, Huron back up by three. Not sure who that kill was on. They're not putting the kills up on the scoreboard. Going to give it to Sam Magmoradeth, but I'm not 100% that was her. She gets the stat. Serve by Davis, serve receive. Set by Hank. They hit up the middle. Tigers a block with Meg Moradeth. Set for Knight. Left side. Down the line. Dug out by Boom. Bumped by Hank. Hit right side into the net. Perhaps Connors was a little too far away from the net there for her attack as she hit it right into the middle of it. She was just about at the 6-foot line. Here on up 4, 17-13. Davis serves and we have a whistle and a alignment error on T area, and Huron gets back up by five. This equals Huron's biggest lead of this set. And really the second time there's been an alignment call on T area in the first set. Davis serves. Boom is there. Hank has to come out to get it, and Connors will just free ball it. Misplayed, though, in the back row. It kind of came knuckling in on Hilton Hines, and she had to reach in front of her and just did not have the angle, and Nia Connors will get the kill, her third. And 18-14, Tieri is back within four. Into the front row for T, Sierra Otten. And serving is Kaya Haynes. Haynes takes something off it, and nice sliding save by Juergens over past the T area. They struggle, but they get it across. Set for Knight. She'll tip to the corner. Boom, a nice sliding save back row. Here's the two-hand tip. You're on there. Quick set to the line. Dug out by Connors, and it's just out. Very close to the line now. T area's turn, thinking that they hit the line. And Huron will get the point and go up 19-14. Well, each coach has had a squabble with a line call, and both from the same line judge. We'll take it. Hilton Hines on the serve. Kind of goes sideways, and that'll be an ace for Hilton Hines as it was misplayed from the back row. And Huron has their biggest lead of set one now at 20-14. Second ace of the set for Huron. Serve, receive, back row. Here's the set, the tip. Tigers try to get a block on it, but can't dig it out. Connors with the kill, her fourth. And 20-15, Huron's lead cut to five. And on to serve now, Anaya Connors for T area. Back row, serve receive for Davis, set across Knight. Her hit from the middle, cross court, dug out by Boom, but nobody was at the net to make a play. And Addie Knight will get the kill. Her third, and you're on up 21-15. Neither team's taking a timeout here yet. If it does happen, our timeout's sponsored this year by Huron Community Campus. Jency Gergen to serve for Huron. Serve receive, back row. Nice play there by Bindi. Set to the middle. They hit. Tigers get a block and can't clean it up. Kind of hanging in the air that time was Bichard. And she'll get her first kill and bring T area back within 5, 21-16. Bichard just got the kill. Now she steps back to serve for Tierra into the net, service error. And here on 3 points away at 22-16. Just one service error apiece here in the first set so far. Knight to serve for the first or the third time here in the first set. Sells it back row. Not a great pass. Tracked down, though, by Tierra. Here's the set, the hit by Davis. Nice dig by Boom, but hit into the net. Ends up being a double hit. Davis with the kill, and Huron within 23-16. Allie Davis, her second kill. So Huron 2 points away from set one, and Knight looks to the coach for the serve instruction. Knight, serve, receive, back row. Set by Clayburgh, right side hit, cross court, and got the line. Nice call. That looked like it was a good line call by the official there. The kill by T area is goes credit to Bindi, 23-17. Hank back in. She'll serve and take over setting duties for the T area Titans. Back row, serve received Davis, kept alive by Carr. Free ball, and they're going to call illegal hit on Carr. It's kind of a flat pass, and Carr isn't used to being in that passing position. 23-18, couple points in a row for T area to pull back within five. Again, it's Hank with the serve for T area. Serve received, back row Davis, bumped by Gergen, right back to Davis. Her hit blocked, but out. And I think T area was in the net as well. Kill for Davis and set point Huron at 24-18. Third kill for Allie Davis. My stats got some good. We're passing the ball around. Meg Mordeth with four kills. Knight and Davis with three apiece. Set point and DeGeese serving for Huron. Serve receive back row. Hank will set. Right side hit. Pops it way long. Hitting air. And Huron takes set one. 25-18. Huron up one set to none. Timeout 2 minutes here on Community Campus Timeout with credits for Northern State University. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Changes their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios. well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Set one in the books here on 25, T-Area 18 on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. A couple other AA scores to update. Sioux Falls Roosevelt edged Sioux Falls Washington 27-25, set one. Watertown rolled over Pier 25-11. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, good start for Huron. Like the way they spread the ball around. A lot of girls got a chance to get in on the attacks. Of course, you got Jenzie Gergen in at center. She did play all around. They're kind of testing. Can we go 6-1 or should we go 5-1 or should we go 6-2? Right now we're doing the 5-1 and it's working very well. So we start set number two. The only rule change of note in volleyball this year has to do with the line judges, in that the line judges switch courts at the beginning of each set. So the line judge that was on the Huron corner of the court, she's now on the T area and vice versa. So ready to go with the second set, doing the lineup checks here. We kick off our new football season coming up Friday here on Tigers. We'll travel down to Yankton, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock with the kickoff. Just doing our lineup checks. Looks like we're still having a little discussion at the scorer's table. Looks like they got it. Well, they still haven't put the... They still haven't put Boom out there for T-Area on the... For the libero, Hines is on the floor. Well, I guess I thought they had done the T area check, but I guess they have not. Now they are. We'll get going here eventually. I'm Jeff Duffy here in T area, my first time in this gym. They're building a new gym, I think, effective next year. This gym will be their auxiliary gym. Pretty big. It's going to be a pretty big auxiliary gym. Set two ready to go. It'll be Claire Hank, the center, serving for T area. Serve it back row, serve, receive, Hines, overpass, tip back and down by T-Area. That'll be a kill for Anna Bindy, and T-Area has their first lead of the night, 1-0 to start set two. Hank will see if she can get some momentum going for the Titans here to start this second set. Off the top of the net, played by Jurgens. Pass ahead, hit by Knight, cross court, T-Area digs it out, bumped ahead. In the middle, going to be a two-hand tip, dug out by Gergen. Set to the left, the hit by Knight down the line. Boom is there. Set to the right side, and the tip is way short. I think Bindy just tried to be a little too artsy with that and wanted to just tip it just right and just didn't get it even hardly to the net. On the air, we're tied at one. Jenzie Gergen will serve to start off the second set for Huron. Tied at one. Huron up one set to none. Set across to the right, the hit dug out by Hines. Backline attack, Davis been doing that a lot here in this match. Dug out by Boom, hit left side. Played by Hines, that might have went long if Hilton hadn't played it, but that'll be a kill for T-Area. I believe that was Bindy with the kill, her fifth, and T-Area up 2-1. I could have been wrong on that, but just the angle from my side, it kind of looked like that might have went long and Hilton let it go. But you just can't be sure. It would have been close. Serving for T-Area, Reese Bruns. Serve, receive, Knight, set. They hit Dreyer, drills it up the middle. Put Aurora to the middle that time, and she drilled it for the kill. Second kill for Aurora, and we're tied at two. Now Addie Knight serving for the Huron Tigers. Knight puts it back row. Overpass by T-Area, Dreyer, bumped by Carr. Going to be free-balled by Gergen. Thierry can set it up. Back set, Hank. Overpass, tip back by Davis. Now here's a hit by Carr and defeats the block. A couple of overpasses there. Thierry to Davis, and then Thierry just brought it back, and And Carr wasted no time. She just went up and drilled it on the overpass for her first kill. 3-2 here on Knight into the net service error. We're tied at 3. Second service error on Huron. And into the game for T area is Chloe Christensen. The student body seemed to like Christensen coming in. T area serves. Knight, a nice serve receive. Dreyer from the right side, partially tipped. Going to be bumped ahead. Right side hit. Connors dug out by Knight. Set for Davis, left side into the net. Looked like Allie maybe took off a little too early. And T-Area back up 4-3 here in set two. T-Area on the serve again with Bichard. Back row, Hines, and nobody went to it. Didn't have a good, clean receive on it, and then it just went straight up in there, and there was nobody to take control of it, and that'll be an ace for Bichard. That is the first ace of the evening for the T-Area Titans. Serve back row, set. Here's Carr from the middle, tried the tip and couldn't get it right across. And T-Area, their best run of the night. It's a 4-0 run, and they lead 6-3 here in set two. Bichard looks to keep momentum going for T-Area. Back row goes wide left, service error. And here I'm back within 2-6-4. Second service error on Thierry. Had one in the first set as well. DeGeest on to serve for Huron. This will be the rotation where Hines sits from her libero position. DeGeest to the corner. Serve receive. Set by Hank. Left side hit Connors into the net. No block by Huron. Set it again. Here comes Connors again. And got by Gergen on the right side. Connors with the kill. She's got 5 to lead T-Area. They're back up by 3, 7-4. Back in for T-Area, Sierra Otten. And serving for the Titans is Kaya Haynes. T-Area with their best run here so far tonight. Serve, receive, Knight. Back set. Dreyer right side. Goes line and got it. The line judge flinched, but she did give Huron the call, and Aurora Dreyer a pair of kills here in set two. 3 total. Huron back within 2 at 7-5, and Juergens in to serve and play back row for Huron. And back in is Ellie Clayburg. Assume she'll take over setting duties now for the T-Area Titans. Juergens serves back row. Shank, nice save, though, by T-Area. Overpass going to be tipped down. Great play by T-Area. I think that was Christensen that made the great dig, and then she wound up getting the kill as well. 8-5. T-Area, great job of getting that dig, and then they just put Huron ended up with an overpass that just Christensen able to drill straight down. Serve, receive, Knight. Here's Meg Moore, death right side. Just kind of tipped it, but hit off the block for the kill, 8-6. Sam Meg Moore, death, I have her for 5 kills to lead Huron in that category. Or no, did Thierry got that point. I didn't see what happened there. Call went against Huron. Thierry got the point. Huron's going to take a timeout. Huron Community Campus timeout, home of $40 credits. That's Huron Community Campus timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.